Good Devach, Shavua Tov. This is Rabbi Itan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. I'd like to take a look at the Makkah of Choshech tonight, the Makkah of darkness, which seems to be entirely simple. It's straightforward. It's clear. Pasuk says, Vayed Moshe Siyado al Hashamayim, Moshe raised his hands to the heaven, and indeed there was darkness. But apparently this darkness was not so simple, and indeed the Midrashim are all over it. So I'd like to take a look at one of the Midrashim, cited in part by Rashi. And the Chazal say that this darkness was a unique type of darkness. Says the Midrash, if a person was standing, they weren't able to sit. If a person was sitting, they weren't able to stand. If a person was loading something up, they weren't able to unload. If they were unloading, they couldn't load. If they were bent over, they couldn't stand straight. If a person's hand was closed, it couldn't open. If it was open, it couldn't close, etc., etc., etc. So what Chazal are pointing out here in a word is that the Choshech of Mitzrayim caused the people to sort of be frozen in time and space. And here they are, in this moment, unable to move, just frozen. We have another Midrash that tells us that Bnei Yisrael during the Makkah of Choshech went in to the homes of the Mitzrim in order to investigate and to see what they had. Ultimately, they would be taking their back pay for hundreds of years of slavery from the homes of their overlords. But the fact is that the Mitzrim are frozen, and Bnei Yisrael come in and they witness this. So what's going on here? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want Bnei Yisrael to witness the people of Mitzrayim, in essence, being stuck? They can't move. They're just stuck in place. Okay, let's move now to the night of Pesach. How does Hashem demand that Bnei Yisrael celebrate this evening? So the Torah tells us very clearly, and Chazal interpret the Pesukim as follows. Number one, I'll give you three factoids. Number one is that the Karban Pesach has to be in Bechavura, which means that you have to make pre-reservations on the Karban Pesach, and once your reservation is made, you have a little wiggle room before you can pull out of your reservation. But at some point, you are stuck. You cannot change it. You like the people, you don't like the people. You are stuck on that reservation for that Karban Pesach, and you have to share Karban Pesach with them and them alone. Secondly, again, interpretation of the Pesukim, the Pasuk says that the Karban Pesach is going to be in the bias, which means that you can't take your Karban Pesach and eat part of it in the house, and then you go visit your neighbor down the block or in another community, and you'll finish eating your Karban Pesach over there for dessert. No, you have to stay in the house. You're stuck in the house. So you're stuck with the people that you're going to eat the Karban Pesach, your chavura. Then you're stuck in the house, and indeed maybe even stuck in the room, that you can't go up to the roof, you can't go. And finally, at least for this initial Pesach, Pesach Mitzrayim, the Torah says that Hashem tells Bnei Yisrael that they have to stay in the house ad haboker. They cannot leave until the morning. So they're stuck. Bnei Yisrael are stuck in the chavura, they're stuck in the house, and they cannot leave. And they're stuck in the house all night long ad haboker until the morning. So here's the question. Are the Jewish people experiencing a celebration on the eve of their emergence from Egypt, from slavery, or are they just experiencing a Makkah? Because if you think about it, this is really what the Makkah of Choshech was. The Makkah of Choshech is the people were stuck. They were stuck in their place. They couldn't move. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is basically saying, you're stuck, you're stuck, you're stuck. So although from this perspective, it appears that Bnei Yisrael and the Mitzrim are both experiencing the same thing, being stuck, it is an entirely different experience, and intentionally so. What do I mean by that? And I'm not the first to point this out. Others have said this. That if you think about Leil Pesach, in very many ways, the experience of Leil Pesach is a tikkun, is meant to be a tikkun, an undoing of the original point of departure, the original sin for which Galus Mitzrayim occurred. What is the original sin of Galus Mitzrayim? That is the brothers taking Yosef and basically excising him from the clan and sending him away, throwing him away. That's what happened. They took him, to use modern terminology, and they canceled him. They canceled him. Now, the Pasuk says that on Leil Pesach, Pesach Mitzrayim, B'nai Yisrael had to take an Agudas Ezov, which was a hyssop branch, dip it in the blood, and put it on the doorposts. And this is very reminiscent of the brothers who took the ksones, the tunic of Yosef, dipped it in blood, and gave it to their father, Yaakov, making Yaakov believe that Yosef indeed was dead. So here we have a very cryptic but powerful allusion to the story of Yosef, right here in this moment of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And it's not just this, there are many others, and it's incorporated by Chazal into the Seder. But clearly, what Leil Pesach is intending to do is to go back in time to the moment that spurred, as it were, the exile of Egypt, and to try to undo it. So what was done, and how is this undoing it? What was done were the brothers taking Yosef and casting him out from the family, basically, as I said, canceling him. And what happens on Leil Pesach? What happens on Leil Pesach? On Leil Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in Mitzrayim, you have to stay with your chabura, like the people or not, you're stuck with them. You have to stay in the house and eat your Karban Pesach. You can't do it in multiple places. You're stuck. You're stuck, you're stuck, you're stuck. And indeed, in Pesach Mitzrayim, they had to be in the house all night long, ad haboker, stuck there in the morning. The difference between what happens with the brothers and happens on Leil Pesach is that with the brothers, they had a difficulty with Yosef, and they cut him off and they threw him out. On Leil Pesach, the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is that whether it's our family, our friends, our neighbors, we have to be able to be big enough, not to cut them off and get rid of them, but to be big enough to respect the other and confront the other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're stuck with these people, and now you have to confront them. You have to confront one another. You're going to have to fight it out and figure it out. But the one thing that you can't do is cut them off and throw them away. You can't cancel anybody. That's not an option. This is the tikkun for the chet of Yosef. And as I said, others have said this as well. And this explains why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to see the Mitzrim during Choshech. Because during Choshech, B'nai Yisrael went around and they see the consequences. It's like a mirror for them. They see the consequences of a life of canceling one another. Because when you cancel one another, and you cannot deign to live with another who is different from me, who has maybe a different viewpoint than me, who has a different idea than me, when I cannot abide another person being different from me, ultimately we draw the lines so narrowly that I can't get outside of my Dalet Amos. I'm stuck. I'm stuck, I'm stuck. So the Mitzrim were stuck. And the purpose of Klal Yisrael going into their homes is to be a mirror for them, so they could now take that lesson and do it better, and undo the chet, as it were, the sin of the brothers earlier on. This is a powerful, powerful lesson, and perhaps this is part of the reason that a minhag has developed for us when we go through a doorway to kiss the mezuzah. The truth of the matter is, the minhag isn't to kiss the mezuzah. The minhag is really just to put your hand on the mezuzah, on the doorpost where the mezuzah is hanging. And perhaps the reason for the development of this minhag is that every time that we are in our household and we walk through a doorpost, we are reminded of the blood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, dip the Agudas Ezov into the blood and put it on the doorpost. Remember the chet of Yosef and do what you can in order to undo it. And this doesn't just explain the experience of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim trying to undo the chet of the brothers against Yosef, which was the cause for Galus Mitzrayim, but it is also a message for us who are still living in the Galus of 2,000 years and what we need to do to undo and bring about the ultimate Geula. As we've said many times, the original sin of this Galus is Sinas Chinam. Said in another way, the inability for one person to be able to countenance the difference of another. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you want to undo this galus, you want to undo this exile, you're going to have to learn to stop canceling one another, and rather to engage and encounter one another. Because when we do so, that is the true pathway to Cheiros. Cheiros, freedom. Freedom is the ability to live with another human being. that is different than me. And the failure to do so is a prescription for self-destruction. How many family relationships, spousal, husband and wives, relationships are destroyed because one spouse or the other just says, I'm done, I cannot countenance you. Instead of fighting for a future together and encountering one another, be big enough to have another individual in my life that is different than me. How many families have self-destructed by the inability to live with differences within the family? How many communities have felt the consequences of this lack, this inability to countenance and confront one another? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, on the night of Pesach, Leil Pesach, there's no option of saying, I'm done with you. I'm done with you. No. The only option is we're stuck. We're stuck together. And now that we're stuck together, we have to figure out how to live with one another. And you have to stay in that room, stay in that house, eat your Karban Pesach, whether you like your neighbor or not. Ad HaBoker, until the morning, until there's clarity, until the sun rises on this relationship. And this is the true pathway, not only for Galus Mitzrayim to be Geulas in Yetzias Mitzrayim, but for our Galus to bring about a Geula Shlema, b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.